Brilliant Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Curious Case of Miss Amelia Verney, a Fangborn story by Dana Cameron, performed by Heather Wilds. It had been a very quiet September at 221B Baker Street, and the evening in question was almost unbearably so. I found myself nodding, yet again, over my volume of mathematics. I wished for the irregulars to appear, so that I could go off with them and find trouble. But they were occupied elsewhere, and I was trapped in a tranquilly boring domestic snare. I glanced across the sitting room at the workbench, where a vile green potion bubbled away madly, this one giving off an odour like rotten eggs. I was happy when my cousin, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, finally developed his new test for bloodstains, but this was far more noxious and pervasive. I sighed. The best I could hope for tonight was that one of Sherlock's eternal chemical experiments would go awry. Most frequently there was awful smoke, but sometimes there was a fire, and once in a great while there'd be a terrific explosion. It was wrong of me to wish for excitement, but I do love a good explosion. The warm mugginess made my heavy skirts and petticoats unbearable. My cousin was out investigating a string of thefts, though Scotland Yard was adamant that the crimes were unconnected. Not having that proof that would demonstrate his superiority put him into a bleak, distracted mood. But Sherlock forgave them their obtuseness because he himself could not yet positively gainsay them. As a result, two-thirds of our little household was quite vexed, and the only one who was cheerful was Mrs. Hudson. Her obstinately pleasant demeanour was an affront to my pettishness from across the whole length of the house. There was a horrific pounding on the door, such that at first I thought it was the rumble of sudden thunder. I jumped up, glanced out the window, and my heart contracted painfully. I recognised all four figures. Dr. Watson supported a bleeding and unconscious youth, his medical bag fallen by his feet, while two other young men shouted and knocked. The maid answered, and falling into my role, I gathered up my books and pencils and papers and scuttled off to the far side of the sitting room to await the moment when an ordinary girl would be aware that something was badly amiss. Then crying, "What is the matter?" I raced to the top of the stairs and stopped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?